Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The regular season has arrived, which means we are bringing back the segment 3 Points with Perillo, presented by Putnam. And there are plenty of topics on deck this week. Paul breaks them down for us, starting with the Bills' power on offense in C.J. Spiller and how the Pats must stop the run.
It's been a long offseason in Foxborough, but it's finally over, and the Patriots are headed to Buffalo. The number one thing I have on my 2013 list for this game, this opener, you got to stop the big plays for Buffalo's offense. That's really all they have. They have C.J. Spiller and Stevie Johnson. Both are capable of getting down the field. I'm going to focus on Spiller. I think he is the kind of back that has given the Patriots some trouble in the past. I think the run defense in New England has been superb. It's been superb in the preseason. It was superb last season, and even going back before that, Vince Wilfork and company, very difficult to run on. However, Spiller has that cutback ability and the ability to make you miss in space. Patriots are going to have to get bodies around him. Buffalo wants to focus their offense on him. The Patriots have to focus their efforts on stopping him. For the Patriots offensively, obviously there's going to be a new look here. There's some different players. You're going to have to get them involved. Tom Brady, you want to see him get comfortable right away with some of the newcomers like Danny Amendola and Kenbrell Tompkins. But really, this game, despite Buffalo's injury problems in the secondary, I think you have to run the football. The Bills can't stop the run. This is a way for Stephen Ridley and company to get off to a good start. They absolutely destroyed the Bills in the game in Orchard Park last season. I look for a repeat of that. Not just Ridley, but I see Shane Vereen and some of the other guys getting involved as well. I think the Patriots put the ball on the ground and they roll. So I led this whole thing off with talking about Buffalo's big playability, and it's not just limited to the offense. I think special teams is an area of concern. Leotis McKelvin, a very dangerous return guy, led the league in punt returns last season, averaging almost 19 yards per return. That's an insane number. The Patriots have to tighten up a little bit on special teams. I thought their coverage was a little bit iffy during the preseason, so that's something with 14 rookies. Some of them no doubt will be involved in the coverage units. Scott O'Brien and the boys have to tighten it up. Make sure that Buffalo doesn't get any cheap points. It was awfully nice of the NFL to allow the Patriots to open the season with a couple of rookie quarterbacks. E.J. Manuel is going to get the start for Buffalo. I think it's going to be a tough task for him to take on the Patriots without half of the preseason that he missed. He was injured. This is going to be a tall, tall task for a young Buffalo team looking to establish itself under a first-year coach. I think the Patriots hold on to the football. They avoid the turnovers. They avoid the big plays that we talked about, and they get an easy win to open up here, 38-14. That's going to do it for the opener, but we have a short turnaround. The Jets are going to be here in just a couple of days.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.